Hello there. My name is Christian. I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perception on hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic...
So let me ask you this. Who is paying for this? I mean, what company wants this information?
Okay, so we... Yes, we do work for... Metro Research. That's what we work for.
And is Metro Research Metro Research?
Yes, that's the name of the company. So it's a survey regarding the hurricanes danger.
How long will it take?
5 minutes, sir. 5 minutes.
Okay. I'll try to get through it.
Thank you, sir. It totally matters for you to try. Thank you so much. All right. So, is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment, a condominium, manufactured home?
Single family home.
Okay.
Single family home.
Do you own it or you rent it?
Own it.
Okay. And do you know what was the year it was built?
2019.
Okay. Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
5 years.
Okay, thank you. Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm? Yes or no?
I'm assuming a tropical storm, you mean a hurricane. Or do you mean, is that going to be a different question?
Yeah, so the we have different categories here. So we have the tropical storm.
I haven't had a tropical storm.
Okay. What about a Category 1 hurricane?
Not a Category 1, no.
A Category 2?
No.
3?
No.
4?
What was ours? 5? No.
5?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Can you tell me the name or the year of that hurricane?
Ian.
And when was it? On 21? No, 22? A couple of years ago? 22, I think. Its name was Ian. E-I-N.
Okay, just the name is fine. Yes.
I-A-N. Okay.
Okay. IAN, right. Yes. All right. Thank you, sir. Have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the estimated damage in dollars, in a dollar amount?
Oh, 50,000.
50 grand. Okay. Thank you. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home?
Roof and some wall problems from leaks.
Okay. Thank you, sir. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Okay.
It's the way it is. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? So we have different options here. We have put up hurricane shutters, board up your home. Yes or no?
Well, we have hurricane windows.
Okay.
We don't need shutters.
Okay, thank you. Would you buy supplies and equipment? Yes or no?
I'd buy...
You already have it.
A little supplies and, you mean like a generator and stuff? I have a little generator, but I wouldn't get out of hand doing it, no. I would plan on leaving if it was that bad.
Okay, all right. So that comes to my... to my next question, which is, If you had to, would you evacuate? You said yes, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's move on. Thank you for holding the line. When would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? Within 24 hours, within 36 hours, or within 48 hours?
I'd probably start within 48 hours.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you.
I think the government does a pretty good job letting us know how we need to prepare. So, yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
Oh, nice. That's good to hear. Please select your top three sources of information. So we have different categories. Do you get information from the internet, social media? Yes or no?
Some.
Okay. The radio?
The radio? Not as much. No, a little bit. Just a little.
Okay. TV?
I get some.
Okay. Thank you. Newspapers or print media?
Not a lot anymore.
Okay. And friends and family?
Friends, yes. And family, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Which one is what? What's the most prepared?
1 being the least prepared,
okay,
and 5 being the most prepared. So you can choose between 1 and 5. 4. Okay, 4.
4.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. 4. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Property taxes? Yes or no?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I totally relate those two, but I don't like property taxes. So, I could have more money to spend on it if I didn't have property taxes. But I mean, you know,
what about the cost of insurance?
The cost of insurance?
Yeah.
You know, me personally, I think the cost of insurance is reasonable, and in fact, considering the catastrophes that can happen, you know, I mean, the insurance is going to be more expensive. There's no question. So, no, it's not something I freak out about. I don't want the government to run out insurance companies by putting too many demands on insurance companies. And that's kind of what's happening a little bit.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Next, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. Thank you. When would you evacuate? The question is, when would you evacuate? And here
what?
You already said 48 hours. This is that same question. And sometimes we get the same question twice, and that's what happened. Okay, so let's move on. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To a house nearby with friends and family? To another location within the state? Or as far as possible, to another state?
We would probably end up going to another location within the state.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
2. Okay, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? Do you know that or you don't?
Is it 10,000, hon? I don't know. I think 10 grand.
10 grand, okay.
5 or 10, thank you. I'm not sure.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Well, it's within it's a reasonable range. How confident are you that you could come up with 10 grand, because that's the amount I keyed in, for an unexpected hurricane damage. And here are the options. I am certain I would come up with the full 10,000. I could probably come up with the full 10,000. I could probably not come up with the full 10,000. And I am certain I could not come up with them.
I could probably come up.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years, and 5 to 10 years? Or it hasn't changed? Has it remained the same reasonably?
No. I think it's kind of over the last 5 years, it's probably doubled.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it wasn't bad to begin with. It was 600. So, I mean, it wasn't too bad to begin with, but it's just a little more than doubled. I mean, I paid a lot more in Colorado. Let's put it that way.
Oh, really? Okay. Interesting. All right. Next question. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? And we have three options here, three selections. Did you change insurance provider? Did you increase the amount of deductible? Or did you decrease coverage?
I just figured, you know, I'm a man who kind of sees that reading on the fig trees, it's their costs are going up. Here's what I think, in a nutshell, case is a place for this. I saw all kinds of things after this hurricane. The one that turned me off the most was how roofers and contractors tried to take advantage of the situation. And they were telling us we had big, giant issues that needed to be done within a week. And a lot of it was bullshit. The ones in Las Vegas said, no, I'm going to get another opinion. So I didn't feel the insurance company was the problem. I felt the bullshit from some of them were good, but there was a lot of them that came in here and wanted to just totally replace the roof. I'm going to just do it for you. Don't worry about it. We're just going to do it or pull out all my sheetrock. Well, it just so happened I didn't need either. I just needed a little bit of the roof. And my sheetrock, in fact, wasn't even damaged.
Yeah. So they took advantage of
the point being, I think the monster isn't necessarily the insurance company.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. And moving on, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? The first option is 100%, 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
I'd want to insure for 100%.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state?
Or would you not move? If insurance and home prices kept going up?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking? Well, you know, that's a loaded question. I don't know. If there was a wonderful spot where pricing wasn't going up, you let me know where that is, okay? So I don't know. That question I couldn't even answer. That's a silly one.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
No. I would still go insurance.
Okay, thank you, sir. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, or the local government?
Okay, reimburse me for what? I'm sorry. My costs for what?
Okay, so this is the question. If a major hurricane impacted your area, which meaning your home as well, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs?
The
federal
government?
Okay. Because
I don't
go
for that.
Okay.
It's my responsibility, and if I don't have insurance, you know, I make that decision. That's, you know, yeah. So absolutely, why the hell would I expect them to take care of me? That's a problem. That's another problem why insurance is so high. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah, all right, cool. This next question. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1 to 5.
5.
The house
itself is built like a, it's really built well. So yeah, I'm impressed with how the home was built and how probably the inspectors checked it out. Yes.
Okay, nice. All right. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
I think it takes it into account. You know, we have the local areas will tell us where a flood zone is. We didn't go into a flood zone. If someone wants to go in a flood zone, more power to them. But the government has let them know that, and there's a higher risk and a higher insurance payment. So I think there's a pretty good understanding. Before I bought this house, they told me if it was a flood zone or not. So I think there's a pretty good understanding. I feel good about that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. How much confidence do you have that new development take into account hurricane wind risks?
Wind risks? Well, new development, you mean where they're located or how they're built?
I think where they're located. The new development,
well,
yes, is where they're located.
I think probably take into account the risk. I mean, the builder takes a risk, but if it's too dangerous, people won't buy it. So
okay.
I feel pretty confident that people are capable of making those decisions.
Okay, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new development take into account flood risks? Is it the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I feel pretty confident. Confident here in Florida. There's some states I've lived in where I didn't, where I thought more shenanigans went up, but I feel pretty good here.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Changing gears a little bit. Do you believe in sea level rise is happening in Florida? Yes or no?
I don't know. I assume from what I hear that there is. Unfortunately, there's a lot of politics involved, so I'm not sure, but I'm sure it is.
Okay. And do you believe that you will be affected or you believe that you will not be affected?
Where I'm at, you know, if I am, it's not going to be for quite a while, but no, I don't think I'll be affected.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increasing income taxes, increasing property taxes, or increasing both?
Well, how about this? Because this is how I feel. I don't want the government involved.
Okay.
I don't think the problem with it is, I don't know if you have noted, the problem with it, it's hard to believe what anybody's saying. And the government has twisted too many things in the past. I don't know if I want the government involved.
Okay. Understood. Thank you, sir. And most of Florida's, this is a little fact here, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, or slightly, or not at all?
Slightly.
Okay. Thank you, sir. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you? Okay, the neighborhood, the schools, the price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zones, crime, proximity to other family members, or proximity to job, to your job?
Location. And there was something about the third one, fourth one from the end. What was that?
Insurance rates, taxes,
no.
Fees, flood zone.
No. No.
Proximity to other family members.
No. Really, location. Location's the biggest. There was another one there. What?
Okay, I'll read it back to you. The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability.
Oh, walkability? Did you say walkability?
Yeah, walkability. Yes, walkability. But you can walk to other, you know, to places, to like the supermarket and the bars,
no.
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, no.
No, okay. So let's stick to just in the area, right?
Yeah. So go ahead. What is it? Walkability, then what?
the other one. Okay, so walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zones, proximity to other family, proximity to your job.
Okay. Then no, it's just location was our main factor.
Okay. Okay, and how long do you plan on living in your current address?
Hey, I'm getting up there in age, so who the hell knows? I have no idea.
Okay. Sounds good. Finally, I just want to have a few general background questions, and we will be finished, okay? Could you please tell me your age group within, you know, your age group? Are you between 35 and 54, between 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
65 or older.
Okay, thank you. And let me see here. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two, including myself, two.
Yes, two people, okay? Anyone under 12 years old? No, right?
No, but sometimes she acts like that.
Oh, that was good. Okay, and I assume both are 65 or older?
Yes. Oh, no, she's 61.
Oh, okay. So
she's a spring
one,
chicken.
Huh? Yes. Okay. And what is your marital status? Married?
We're married.
Married. Okay. Thank you. And what is the highest grade of schooling you completed? High school, college, some college graduate?
College graduate.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
I'm not. I wish I was, but I'm not.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
Racial group. I guess I'm white. I'm a Italian European kind of guy.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. And what is the language? What language is the most spoken in your home? English, I assume.
English.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And please tell me which is the income range for your household? Is it between under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, 75 to 100, and over 100?
Over 100.
Okay, thank you, sir. And those were all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much. You were fun. You were great fun. And thank you for your answers, okay? Have a great night.
Okay.
Both of
you. Hey, you did a good job.
Right.
You did a good job.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.